But we are going to go ahead and we'll go ahead and get started. Appreciate you guys tuning in for another episode of Reflections with Dr. Gary Harvey. Like I said, not going to be long. You know, been a little under the weather and with everything going on here. But want to take a couple minutes. Had some big things happen around here in Olean this last weekend. Big shout out to Nick Shambita. We've had him as a guest on the podcast. But he and you know, his business partner sponsored Summerfest here in Olean, and had Lloyd Banks, some other artists, and some other venues and vendors that were here in the city of Olean this last weekend, put on a fireworks show. Just real positive feedback and real outstanding. So definitely a big shout out to him and the individuals that helped make that happen as well. Definitely nice to see some things coming into the city. And as well, as always, like to shout out businesses that, you know, support us and what we do as the podcast and the media hub that we're working on. Of course, Living Beauty Florals down in Jacksonville, Florida, Miss Chanel Lee. You can check them out on Facebook and Instagram. But for all your floral needs, you can check them out. Strength and Sisterhood, Miss Tamika Wilkerson, that organization doing some big things with the young women in her community down there, getting involved and getting them doing some different things. Vibe, Voices of Black Empowerment, here in this area as well. Again, you can find them on Facebook, get involved there. But definitely trying to make some impact in the community. Definitely appreciate it. Queen BZ Cosmetics, again, they've always been supportive of us, you know, since they came up and started, and definitely want to give them a shout out. If you haven't checked out what they have in their line of cosmetics, definitely want to encourage you to check them out as well. But with that being said, we'll go ahead, we're going to get into tonight's episode. You know, a few other things. You know, as we progress, the media hub definitely want you know, individuals come in to check out, get involved, content creators, whether you want to be part of an existing show, you want to pitch an idea, you want to be behind the scenes, you want to be on the show, comedy, you know, gaming, whatever kind of content it is, hit us up. We're definitely trying to establish that platform and get some things going on. Thanks for sharing the podcast. And then Ty put in the comments for Vibe, vibe716.org, vibe716.org. To check out Vibe and get involved with the things that they're doing in the community and have coming up. So I'm encouraged the different things that are going on in not just our community here, my community here in Olean, but the various communities that we reach out to and have listeners in, the impact that people are making in their own communities. And it kind of has to do with what we're going to be talking about tonight on tonight's episode. Again, not going to be too long, not going to keep you too long tonight. You know, when I first started the podcast well over a year ago, one of the things that I had said is, you know, sometimes it might be 10, 15 minutes, sometimes it might be an hour, but when we're done, we're done. You know, we're not going to belabor the moment and try to fill some kind of time slot. We're going to have a conversation. We're going to discuss some things. We're going to move on with life. And so that's what we're going to do tonight. So tonight we're going to go ahead, we're going to take a look at the mirror, we're going to try to face the man in the mirror, take a look at our reflection, see if we can't become better than what we started the day as. So tonight what I wanted to talk to us, you know, about and conversate about is very simply, are you waiting or are you procrastinating? Again, are you waiting or are you procrastinating? There's a big difference there, and we like to, you know, especially those of us, those of you that know me, you know, I'm involved in the church, I'm a minister in the church, and you know, so I lean very heavily on scripture, right? And so I want to read a passage of scripture. It's out of Psalms 27:14. It says, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord," right? So that's just one example. I mean, we can pull multiple scriptures, but there are oftentimes, especially like in the church, right, we like to talk about waiting on God. I'm waiting on God. I'm waiting for a sign. I'm waiting for this. I'm waiting for that. And the whole time, we've got the sign right in front of us. And oftentimes, we like to procrastinate, or we like to say that we're waiting for the right moment, kind of as a cop-out, kind of as a way to not have to take that next step, you know, that type of thing. And we have to get to a place where we can acknowledge and we can recognize, okay, am I truly waiting for the right moment? Am I waiting for things to line up? Am I waiting for, you know, everything to kind of create that perfect storm, so to speak? And I apologize, guys, if I'm looking a little worn and sounding a little worn. It's, like I said, a little under the weather here, but we have to get to the place to where we can acknowledge, okay, are we truly waiting for that perfect storm? Are we waiting for the right opportunity? Are we trying to be cautious or even strategic in our approach on things? Or are we simply procrastinating out of fear? Are we simply not moving because we're afraid to take that step, because there's added responsibility, because there's different challenges, because it's the unknown? We as people have a tendency sometimes to hesitate to take a step into the unknown. We have a hesitation oftentimes to take a leap of faith, so to speak, you know, in any direction, whether it's in our personal lives, our professional lives, our spiritual walk, you know, these types of things. We tend to hesitate when we make this move, and we like to blame it on waiting for a sign from God, or waiting for a word, or waiting for, you know, things to line up and things to work out. And here's the problem. You miss it. You miss opportunities. You miss chances. You miss, like, you think about business investments, right? You think about the stock market. You know, even recently, like, I was having a conversation with someone just a couple nights ago, a couple days ago, and we were talking about the stock market, and we were talking about, like, AMC, for example. And they're like, oh, well, did you see where AMC stock is at right now? I was like, yeah, you know, I see where it's at right now. And, you know, the next question was, well, did you buy stock? Did you get involved? Did you get into it when it was, you know, pennies on the dollar, you know, that type of thing, right? And, you know, the individual was like, man, I missed my opportunity. I didn't jump in when I should have jumped in. I missed my chance. So now, as opposed to a few dollars per share, it's up around, I don't know, $40 a share, whatever it is at this point. I haven't checked the where market closed today, but you know, there's still that growth. Or even other stocks that were real low a few months ago but now are flourishing. And you know, these opportunities that you missed out on, people had an opportunity to invest in Facebook at ground level, Amazon at ground level, Apple at ground level, you know, all these different companies that people passed on, you know, and not just from a financial standpoint, but like I said, in our personal lives. Like, what are you waiting for? You have a dream, you have a passion, what are you waiting for? Oh, well, you know, doc, you don't understand. Like, I've got things I got to handle, and I got responsibilities, and I'm not sure if I'm ready to add that to my plate. So what you're telling me, if I'm hearing you correctly, I understand you got responsibilities to take care of, but have you ever taken a chance when you went and got the job that you currently have? Did you have one before it? Well, yeah. Okay, well, why did you make that leap? Why did you leave? I understand the thought process and the concept of not letting go of one monkey bar until you grab the other monkey bar. Like, I remember as a kid, now I'm a little big now, I can't really make it happen, I don't think. Man, it's been forever since I've been on some monkey bars. But when I was a kid and I would hit the monkey bars, right? And I would swing across the monkey bars, and even if I was skipping a few, for the most part, I wouldn't release from the one until I was sure I could grab with my other hand. And so as you work through this process, I understand that level of caution, but there's still a moment. Oftentimes, there's a moment where you're confident enough in what it is that you're doing that you release with the one hand and grab with the next. So there's a moment where you're not holding anything oftentimes, especially if you're trying to skip bars. And so you have to come to a place where you begin to ask yourself, what is it that I really want? Like, does your 9-to-5 truly make you happy? Does that business venture you're trying to invest in, are you getting satisfaction from it? Do you want to go back to school? Do you want to learn something different? Do you want to well, I'm too old for that. I'm 50 years old. I'm too old to go back to school. Nah, you're not. You're not too old to learn a new trade or take up a new opportunity. Oh, I don't have enough experience. How are you going to get the experience if you don't launch? You know, there's all kinds of examples we look through scripture, right, where individuals are taking a leap of faith, so to speak, right? And the Bible talks about You know, and again, you guys, those of you that know me, I reference the Bible quite a bit. It's just what I believe. It's where my background comes from, my faith comes from, you know, and it's definitely not to be offensive or disrespectful to any other faith group, but that's just where my background's from. So, you know, when I look at Scripture, the passage of Scripture talks about He'll make your feet as the hinds' feet, right? So, you know, as you are leaping from rock to rock, from location to location, you're going to land sure-footed. See, what you have to understand when you begin to walk out and step into your destiny, your job, it's not your responsibility to worry about the landing. Hear me now. It's not your responsibility to worry about the landing. It's your responsibility to make the leap. It's your responsibility to put the plan in action, so to speak, to make the jump. That's where your responsibility comes in. That's where you need to make the effort. You know, I oftentimes ask people all the time, if you could do anything in your life for God and know that you will succeed, know that you won't fail, what would you do? And then the follow-up question to that is, what's stopping you? Because at the end of the day, when you put your hand to the plow, okay, yeah, you know, not everything's going to work out, right? There's going to be mistakes. There's going to be kinks. There's going to be things that you got to work through. And there's going to be various avenues and failures along the way. And that's okay. You can't grow without a level of failure. Those failures help you learn, help you grow, help you get better at what it is that you're doing, whatever it is. But I need somebody, you know, I don't really know who it is, maybe it's for me, I don't know, but you've got to take the leap. Don't look for validation or approval or permission to make the leap, because your destiny doesn't revolve around someone else's decision. Your destiny revolves around you and your maker. And so you have to come to the place where you understand and you realize that. Am I waiting or am I procrastinating? And if I am procrastinating, see, this is one thing that I don't think we do enough of. We don't take enough personal responsibility when we do the various things that we do, right? Like we don't like to acknowledge what it is that we're struggling with or that's frustrating us or that's holding us back. Listen, in order for you to grow, in order for you to take that leap, in order for you to take that opportunity, to make that next step in your destiny and in your walk, in your purpose in life, you have to be able to truly acknowledge where you're at, right? We talk about, the name of the podcast is Reflections. Well, if I'm looking at a reflection, I have to acknowledge what it is that I'm looking at, if that reflection's going to be any benefit of me. I can't lie to myself and say, oh man, I look good when, you know, I need shaved, my beard needs trimmed, my eyebrows are jacked up, I got, you know, something on my forehead, I've got to be honest with myself. Can't throw, you know, a shirt and a tie on and the tie all crooked and I'm looking at my reflection and be like, oh yeah, that looks good. Because we don't want to acknowledge things that need to change. Listen, critiquing yourself isn't a bad thing, right? Giving yourself some constructive criticism, having people that can speak into your life and help you grow and help you progress, that's not a bad thing. That helps you grow. Iron sharpens iron. Well, you can't get that edge on that blade without a little bit of friction, without a little bit of frustration, without a little bit of difficulty, without a little bit of acknowledgement with the things that need to change and need to grow. And so we can cause ourselves to procrastinate out of fear, out of a lack of understanding, out of a lack of growth because we failed to address certain things. So we hesitate to make these moves. But we have to come to a place where we understand that, listen, there's a time to wait 110%, but then there's a time to jump. There's a time to leap. There's a time to make that next step. There was a point in time in Iraq when I was deployed, we had staged, and, you know, we crossed the berm, and we went X amount of clicks into Iraq, and then we kind of staged for the next jump, and we're trying to get a couple hours of sleep, and artillery rounds started walking in on us. Well, at that point, we could have procrastinated. We could have tried to figure out all the details behind what was going on, or we make the jump. Sometimes your procrastination, your hesitation to make the jump to your next step really can hinder your growth. It can hinder your blessing. It can stop that blessing, stop that prosperity, so to speak, because you missed an opportunity. You know, you have to come to a, and listen, don't get so spiritually minded that you're of no earthly good. Like I can't stand, you know, and I've come up in the church and been involved in the church for a lot of years, and I have a hard time with the people that are so spiritually minded of no earthly good. Well, Doc, what are you talking about? Okay, well, there's a flood, right? People are ordered to evacuate because of the storm and the flood. And I know some of you guys have heard this story, but you know, people come by and be like, come on, we need to go. No, God's going to deliver me. God's going to save me. Oh, okay, well, so you missed one opportunity to get saved. All right, cool. You know, well, now the water's coming up in the house and flooding the roads, and the authorities come through and, hey, come on, we need to get out. You can route. No, God's going to deliver me. God's going to deliver me. Okay, so there's opportunity number two. Now the water rises and the house is almost completely underwater, and you're on the roof, and a boat comes by. No, God's going to deliver me. God's going to deliver me. Well, then next the chopper comes through. No, you refuse to get on the chopper. God's going to deliver me. Then you end up drowning. Why? Because you had a lack of understanding of what it was to move into that next step. Some of us, we hesitate to go to the next job. Why? Because we're comfortable where we're at, right? Or we don't understand, well, is it, what's the purpose? Why am I going there? Well, let me ask you this. Are you happy where you're at? Are you satisfied where you're at? Or are you drained? Are you miserable? Do you spend 40 plus hours a week doing something that just doesn't bring you any level of satisfaction? And I'm not saying that your employment, your business, whether you're an entrepreneur or you work for somebody, that one's better than the other. It's based on you and your purpose, your level of satisfaction, what it is that you desire to do. You know what? If you've been hesitating to write that book, write the book. You've been hesitating to write that music, write the music. You've been hesitating to start creating content and streaming or start a podcast or launch a nonprofit. Listen, stop waiting. Well, Doc, I don't know how to do any of it. I'm not ready for it. I'm not educated enough. I don't have enough experience. I don't have the resources. I don't, listen, send us a message. If I can't help you with it, I know plenty of people that can. I know people that have started and operate nonprofits. I know people that have gone back to school well in their adult years with you know, while raising a family. I know people that have written books and the podcast, et cetera, et cetera. So if I don't have the experience or the knowledge, I can certainly point you in the direction of someone that can. And it's okay for you to lean on those resources. It's okay for you to go to other people and say, hey, how do I do this? What can I do? That's a first step in your jump. But you don't need permission from somebody else for you to jump. You don't need everything to look like it's going to work out before you take that first step. Sometimes you've got to take that first step before things will begin to work out, right? So, you know, we look at the passage of scripture. A lot of us have heard the sermon where Peter takes his eyes off Jesus and starts sinking, right? And that's what most preachers start talking about whenever they reference that passage of scripture is, oh, if you take your eyes off Jesus, if you take your eyes off God, if you, you know, let the storm consume you, if you get caught up with your circumstances, listen, that's reality, right? If the wind is blowing and the rain's coming down, I'm going to pay attention to the elements. I mean, especially if I'm walking on top of the water, like, it's just going to be natural for me to do that. But what we fail to focus on is the fact that Peter was the only one that got out of the boat. And Peter didn't begin to experience the miracle until he took that first step. Again, it's not your responsibility to make sure that the landing is clean. It's your responsibility to jump, right? It's your responsibility to take that first step and make that first leap and move into that direction. Man, what is it that you want to do? You know, when we had Nick on the show and we talked to Nick about Summerfest and, hey, why do you want to do this? And he's talking about bringing new opportunities and diversity into, Olean and exposing people to more things and giving them more stuff to do instead of what's been status quo for so long, you know. And there were a lot of people that were behind him and supported him and helped him, but there was a lot of people that didn't. There was a lot of people that mocked it and clowned about it. No, it'll never happen. It's not going to be successful. They're not really coming. Oh, you can't do this. You can't do that. Blah, blah, all this other stuff. And at the end of the day, he said, you know what? Nah, this is what I'm doing. This is what I feel on purpose to do in this season and in this moment. That's the other thing you have to realize. Stuff that you do in your life doesn't have to be what you do all the time. It doesn't have to be the last thing. That job you're in doesn't have to be where you stay. That you know, education that you started and then you finished, if you want to do something different, do something different. You know, but don't blame your lack of progression. Don't blame your lack of growth. Don't blame your lack of advancement in life on that you're waiting. I'm waiting for a sign. I'm waiting for God to speak to me. I'm waiting for whatever it is. Because there comes a point where it's no longer waiting. It comes a point to where you're just procrastinating. You're, whether it's out of fear, whether you just don't understand what step to take. Well, if you don't understand, get educated. Talk to people. Use the resources around you. You know, there's huge opportunities to glean from people, right? Everyone around you. Like when I was approached and asked about getting involved in politics and running for mayor here in Olean, you know, I was very hesitant. Part of it was the level of responsibility, right? It affects people, man. I want to make sure that I'm doing what's in the best interest of the people. I don't want a personal agenda. I don't want a party agenda. I want what's good for the people of Olean. And so, you know, that was one hesitation for me because it's a lot of responsibility, man. I want to make sure that I'm doing right by people. You know, the other aspect was a lack of understanding, of knowledge. Man, I've never run for public office. How am I going to do this? How am I going to make this happen? How am I going to do that? You know, and I started looking at some different things, and it's like, well, if in the last eight years we've had nothing but a negative growth rate, right? We've gone backwards in terms of population, in terms of business, you know, our economy, in terms of, you know, if we've gone backwards in that regard, then maybe I don't need the experience that people are bringing to the table because it hasn't been working. Politics as normal hasn't been working, so a new perspective, a new opportunity, right? Fresh eyes, being able to link with people, reach across the aisle, listen to people, understanding that the people that have the best idea might not be the people in the actual position. You know, these types of things. So I had to come to terms with that. And man, I didn't want to jump. I didn't want to take that leap right away because I was hesitating. And so I was, oh, I'm just waiting. I'm waiting. I'm waiting on a sign, waiting on a sign. Nah, man, I had to acknowledge, listen, this is what needs to happen. This is a benefit. This is what I can bring to the table. This is how we can help the people of Olean. This is how we can work to bring different jobs, that we can bring more diversity in, that we can bring opportunities for families to actually have something to do and build on a cultural basis and glean from the community and capitalize on the experience and the fresh newness and the ideas that the community has. And so I decided to make that step, you know, along with several other people that have been in my corner. But through this process, when I made the leap, it wasn't just my responsibility to figure out how I landed, right? I just took that step. And as I took that step, I've continued to educate myself. I'm quick to pick up the phone and call people. I've got some people that it doesn't matter what time of day or night. If I got a question, an idea, a thought, something I want to discuss, I can pick up the phone. And I know they're going to be in my corner and they're going to give me good counsel. They're not going to tell me what I want to hear. They're not yes men. They're not, you know, if they think my idea is dumb, they're going to tell me it's dumb, just, you know, flat out, straight, you know, it is what it is. And that's what we need. We need people like that in our life because it allows us to make these moves. It helps educate us so we can approach things intelligently. You know, I was waiting because I didn't have the knowledge, but then I gained the knowledge so I can take the step. I didn't just sit back hoping, or like you have these single people, right, talking about, oh, I'm sick of being single. I'm tired of it. You know, I want to find a spouse. I want to, you know, find, you know, a significant other, whatever the case may be. But you never go anywhere. You never do anything. What are you doing? Sitting in the house just waiting for somebody to break in? You know, your significant other's going to break in the house and say, here I am, I'm your soulmate? Like, you've got to do something outside of the norm. And the waiting excuse is, there's a point it becomes a cop-out. I don't care if it's in your spiritual life, your professional life, your personal life. You know, oftentimes we use that as an excuse. Very rarely is there going to be the perfect storm. Very rarely is everything going to line up with a level of protection that makes you that comfortable that you can make a step without hesitation. But even in the hesitation, take the step. Even in the frustration, take the step. Even in the fear, take the step. Even in the confusion and the lack of understanding and the uncertainty, take the step. If it's what you want to do, try it. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. Tweak it and figure something else out. Why I can't do that with certain things financially, and I understand that. You got responsibilities. But find a way to do what's going to truly make you happy, give you satisfaction, truly be that purpose in your life, and begin to shift towards it. You know, I might work a 9-to-5. I might work for somebody else. But at the same time, I'm still building my dreams. I'm not just spending 40 plus hours a week building somebody else's dreams. I'm also investing time in my own dreams. So I understand I can't just throw my hands up in the air, or you can't just throw your hands up in the air and just stop working, and I'm going to do this and I'm going to be a writer. Listen, when you start, if being a writer is what you want to do, that's fantastic. By all means, 110%, go for it. Very rarely do individuals write one book and all of a sudden they're making enough money to support themselves. It doesn't happen that often. You know, oftentimes it takes several books, several publications, and a lot of work for that to happen. So I understand, you know what, or you trying to save up money to invest, you learning how to play the stock market, you're a silent partner in a business, you want to open up a restaurant, whatever it is that you want to do, that's fine. I understand, you know, Doc, I can't just quit my job. I get it. You know what? But while you're working, invest in your dream. Or maybe there is another opportunity in another place. You know, have you been somewhere so long and you're just spinning your wheels and you're in a rut? You know what a rut is? A rut's nothing more than a grave with the ends kicked out. You know, so are you essentially spinning in a grave and missing out on opportunities because you're comfortable? Oftentimes, many of us are afraid to take that step because the demons we know are more comfortable to deal with and more easily to accept than the demons we don't know. It's that fear of the unknown. But I can assure you, there's certain things in your life, and don't be rash. You know, don't be rash. By no means am I telling you just quit your job and go do what you want to do. Like, that's not what I'm saying. Use common sense. Use intelligence. Prepare. Get ready. Focus. Make a plan, you know, to do, but pursue in some manner, in some fashion, pursue what makes you happy, pursue your dream, pursue what's going to give you that satisfaction. Stop using the I'm waiting for a sign, I'm waiting for the perfect storm as an excuse. You know, and be honest with yourself, am I truly waiting? Am I waiting for the knowledge? Am I waiting for, you know, the time? Am I waiting for the, you know, am I actively doing the things that I need to do so when that moment arrives, I can step out, I can make that leap? Or am I procrastinating because of fear or because I've never done it before and I'm confused and I don't know where to get the information? Listen, like I said, hit us up. You know, we'll definitely do what we can to point you in the right direction, you know, whatever it is. But I want to encourage you, regardless of if you're waiting or procrastinating, be honest with yourself with that question first. Am I waiting or am I procrastinating? Am I preparing or am I preventing? Am I preparing or am I preventing? And once you can honestly answer that question, continue to move in that preparation and get yourself ready. You know, you don't want to wait until the opportunity arrives to get ready for the opportunity. You know, a soldier, they train for war. So when the moment arrives, they can operate effectively as a soldier. They don't wait until war breaks out for them to figure out how to be a soldier. So I want to encourage you, regardless of where it is, be honest with yourself about that question and shift into the preparation. And actively pursue in some manner, in some fashion, that dream that you have, that new opportunity. Seek them out. Don't just sit there and accept things as status quo. Things can always get better, you know, regardless of what it is. So I want to encourage you tonight. Really appreciate you guys tuning in. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. I want to ask you guys if you can, you know, again, like, share the Facebook page, invite people to follow and like the Facebook page, as well as the audio of the podcast. You can catch us on pretty much any platform, iTunes, so, you know, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon, Anchor, CastBox, You put a Google in, you can search us, you know, and find us. But we definitely appreciate it. You can hit us up, send us a message on Facebook or on the website, www.drgaryharveyjr.com. Again, want to ask you guys, if you are a content creator, you want to create content, you want a show, you got an idea for a show, you want to be part of something that we're already doing, hit us up. We're definitely looking at some various ways that people in the community can get involved and help us grow with some of the things that we need to make some things happen on the back end from a technology standpoint. So be looking for that here in the near future as well. Again, shout out to Queen BZ Cosmetics, Living Beauty Florals, Strength and Sisterhood, Vibe. You know, these businesses and organizations, check them out, you know, on Facebook, on Instagram. You got vibe716.org. You know, that website, vibe716.org, get involved with them as well. These aren't just small, little, local, you know, businesses or nonprofits, organizations. You know, these are people that are truly reaching out and touching people's lives. And so we definitely appreciate them. We appreciate your guys' support, as always, with everything. And with that being said, tomorrow night at 7:30, tune in to House Call. You can catch us on Facebook Live on the Reflections page, but House Call at 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. Appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for your time and joining us tonight. And until then, you pray for me, I'll pray for you, and we'll catch you next time on Reflections with Dr. Gary Harvey.